Well, Jack, Kevin Orr takes over as Detroit's emergency manager in 5 days. How do you think he's going to work with Mayor Bing and the city council?
Well, that remains to be seen. It also remains to be seen how much, if anything, he'll pay them. Mayor Bing has indicated that he wants to be cooperative and work with the emergency manager. Council is split, of course, and most of the council members bitterly opposed having an emergency manager, so we'll just have to see. But it's really their job to get along with him. He's going to have all the power.
Now, reports indicated that Orr had two tax liens against his Maryland home. He says that the taxes went unpaid because of an oversight by his accountant that he had hired, and he's now paid those taxes. Do you think this says something about the state's vetting process?
Well, I'm sure that Governor Snyder, he's putting a good face on it, but must be sort of somewhat angry and taken aback at this. I think it's something nobody really thought about. Mr. Orr was, by most accounts, making about $1 million a year with his law firm. It's not the kind of thing that you normally would be concerned about. And it sort of is a setback from the start. He made such a great impression when he was introduced, and then they had this to worry about. But it would probably be a disaster if some other shoe dropped and some other financial problem of Mr. Orr's were to turn up, but there's no sign of that.
Do we know how much he's going to make as emergency manager in Detroit?
I think $275,000, which seems like a lot to the average person, but it's certainly a pay cut what he was making at his law firm from which he's resigned. And the difference here, too, is with the new Emergency Manager Act is that the state will pay his salary before. Under both old Emergency Manager Acts, the city would have paid. So the city gets a little benefit here from not having to pay more than 3 days of a salary.
Okay, let's move to Lansing. Right to Work is in the headlines again. Universities have been trying to get around the state's right to work law that goes into effect next week by extending union contracts for several years. And now some lawmakers are moving to cut funding to those universities by 15% over the matter. What do you think is going to happen with all this in the days left before the right to work law takes effect?
Well, this is bitterly controversial. I should note that I'm a faculty member at Wayne State University, and so to some extent are affected. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 today, Christina, but it's really not clear what's going to happen. It's not clear whether the full legislature will pass this. This House subcommittee voted to punish both Wayne State and the University of Michigan withholding 15% of their budget because of either doing a contract extensions or a new contract in the case of Wayne State. Wayne State maintains the right to work law is in effect yet. This is perfectly legal. It's not clear if this will be passed by the full legislature, and if so, whether the governor will veto it. If this were to become law, it would be a disaster for especially Wayne State students. It wouldn't help Michigan, of course, but Michigan has more financial reserves. Wayne State does not, and it comes after years of cutting higher education budget.
And finally, Jack, Governor Snyder signed the Blue Cross Blue Shield overhaul this week. How is this going to affect the majority of Michiganders in the state?
Well, it's not clear. Blue Cross is going to become a lot freer to raise their rates without as much interference. It was legally a charity before, and though they've had to donate a pot of money, more than $1 billion, to a pool to help indigent people. But the rationale is that everybody will have to provide health care under the what's called Obamacare, which is, you know, kicking in fully next year. Some people are worried that this is just sort of a transition halfway house in the way to Blue Cross being a for-profit company, and some people are going to lose coverage. You're going to have to pay so much more for coverage that they might have a hard time affording it. But it's something the governor really wanted to do, that Blue Cross Blue Shield wanted to do. And it'll probably take some years before we see how this all plays out.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.